The Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajaho, has assumed office as President in the absence of President Mahama and Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Asa. His decision not to be sworn in, however, generated some debate in Parliament today. The President is on a day's visit to Burkina Faso to press upon the military for a speedy handover of power to a civilian government, while Mr. Emesa-Asa is in India on a four-day visit.
Consultation in the Speaker's office with the leadership, the Chief Justice, and the Chief Legislative Judge President, as well as the leadership of the House. Honourable members, you will recall that yesterday I read a communication from His Excellency the President informing the House of the absence of both the President and the Vice President from the country. Pursuant to Article 60, clauses 11 and 12 of the Constitution, I am enjoined to perform the functions of the President for the period of his absence from the country. Article 60, clause 12 of the Constitution requires that the Speaker, before commencing the performance of the functions of the President, take and subscribe to the oath in relation to the President. Honourable members, you will also recall that on Thursday, 19 September 2013, I assumed the functions of the President in accordance with Article 60, clause 11 of the Constitution, pursuant to which I subscribe to the oath set out in relation to the office of the President. Honourable members, leadership in consultation with the Chief Justice and the Chief Legislative Judge President of the Attorney General's Department this morning in my lobby, after careful reading of the relevant provisions of the Constitution and the oath I took on the 19th of September 2013, I arrived at the conclusion that it will not be necessary to subscribe to the to subscribe to another presidential. Honourable members, accordingly, I've assumed.
Well, that was the Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajaho. We have on the line our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe. Hello, Augustus.
Hello, good afternoon.
Any clue why the Speaker refused to be sworn in as President?
Well, like he rightly indicated, he cited that upon careful consideration, and let's note that the meeting that he held with the leadership of the House also included the Chief Justice, and so he noted that after careful consideration of the content of the presidential oath itself that he swore to the last year in September, he found it not so much of a necessity to swear in again, because the oath, the presidential oath, contains the fact that the person being sworn in as president should have been elected, and in this case he is not elected, and so he didn't see the need, especially when the time frame for his acting position was so short.
Augustus, what has the minority been saying? Have you spoken to any of the minority members?
Well, the opinions were divided when the Speaker made mention of this position. For instance, the minority leader, Osechi Mensah Bonsu, quoted Article 59.8 of the Constitution, and the Article 59.8 states that it talks of the absence from Ghana, and so he was of the view that if the president leaves and that the vice president is also not, the Constitution is very clear on the succession path, and so they should have taken it just for the sake of it. And then also the Sports Minister Mahama Yarriga also noted that even when the Vice President on countless occasions has acted as President in the absence of the President, the Vice President doesn't swear in to become the acting President, and so he didn't see the need for the Speaker to be sworn in by the Chief Justice to act as President. But at the end of the day, the majority leader, Alban Babin, sided with the Speaker's position, and he even noted that in this day of technological advancement, a president cannot necessarily rule without being in the country. So if the president is outside the country, he can still get in touch and make sure that things are done. But because it is a constitutionally governed nation, we needed to go by the Constitution, and so he re-emphasized the fact that the Chief Justice was around and they had discussions with her and her team, and then they came to that agreement that the Speaker of Parliament can act as President without necessarily taking the oath of office of the President.
Right. Augustus, any other thing we should know?
Well, there was a question in the House today standing in the name of Justice Joe Appiah, that's the MP for Ablekuma North, and he sought the Minister of Sports to give the House the total cost incurred on the Black Stars at the 2014 World Cup tournament. But the sports minister did make an audience in Parliament. He made an appearance, but when given the chance to explain, he said that the executive, spearheaded by the President, had set up a commission to probe into all the nitty-gritties of Ghana's participation in the World Cup. And so when the commission's report is published after their sittings, they are going to bring out the cost of the expenditure Ghana had on the Black Stars alone. This answer, I must say, didn't go down well with members of Parliament, who were saying that, for instance, the minority leader, Osechi Minister Bonsu, sought to say that the actions of the sports minister sort of impeded Parliament in its proceedings, and so he was actually invoking Article 122 of the Constitution, which talks about punitive measures to be leveled against anyone who sought to impede Parliament in its work. And then at the end of the day, with all the back and forth, the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Debo Bartonodro, directed that the Minister of Youth and Sports finishes the House in 2 weeks' time with those documents, especially with the figures covering Ghana's participation in the 2014 World Cup, specifically on the Black Stars cost. And so we are hoping that the Minister of Youth and Sports is going to come back in a couple of weeks to finish the House, because according to the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, he finishing the House will not be prejudicial to the work of the Commission, and so Parliament must be seen to be taking its oversight responsibility over the executive.